Right now, how do you see venetoclax/obinutuzumab versus ibrutinib as first-line therapy?
Yes, this is a very interesting question that we come to now with the CLL14 data. We have ibrutinib data available for young, fit, elderly, unfit patients. We have longer observation times available with ibrutinib. This is an argue in favor of ibrutinib. Now, on the other hand, for venetoclax, we have this very tempting option of time-limited therapy with 1 year duration and deep response. So after all, I would still stick to the evidence that we have available. And to me, we have evidence for venetoclax plus obinutuzumab in patients with comorbidities, in elderly patients. So in these patients, to me, obinutuzumab plus venetoclax is an equally valid treatment option as is ibrutinib. In younger patients, where we are tempted to think of venetoclax as well, we actually don't have trial data available, so we don't have evidence. And despite the broad license that the FDA gave venetoclax in the frontline treatment setting, I think we don't have the data available in young patients, so I would be a bit reluctant and rather stick to the treatments that have been tested in this population, namely FCR or also ibrutinib.
So certainly that makes a lot of sense. A lot of people do that. But that's kind of why I asked you the question a little while ago, whether you view, at least in terms of venetoclax, developed for venetoclax azacitidine developed for, unfit patients. But what about the younger patients? Again, any reason to think that venetoclax/obinutuzumab would not be just as effective in younger people?
No, there is no reason to believe so. These trials are fortunately so underway, so that also for younger patients with CLL, we provide venetoclax plus obinutuzumab or other combinations as a treatment option. Yes.